victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In John 14, look at what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit right before he left, went to heaven. He said in John 14, 16, he said, I will pray the Father, or I will ask, or a request of the Father. Aren't you glad he did? And he, the Father, shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth. Now see, here's another name for him. Spirit of Truth. Whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Well, that was before Jesus had gone to the cross, and that was before the day of Pentecost, so he's telling them he is with you, but he's gonna be in you. How many know today he is with us, but he is in us. Amen. And if you've been filled with the Spirit, he's also on you. He's with us. He's in us. He's on us. Glory. Amen. But we have different degrees and different levels of awareness of his being with us and in us and on us. Notice two words here. Jesus said, I'm going to ask and request of the Father. Jesus loves us. Did you know that? Oh, because see, they were so concerned. They said, how, you know, put yourself in their place. They have been, like everybody else around there, asking questions and didn't know about the meaning of life and confused about so much. And Jesus comes on the scene. And they've been in his personal staff for these three and a half years. They've been with him everywhere, eat and drink with him, in these meetings, sit and listen to such amazing teaching, and their questions are being answered, and they're being fed, and you think, man, this is the life now, this is the life. And he says, well, I'm going to leave. And they're going, no. And Peter says, well, I'm going with you. I don't care where you go, I'm going. And they all felt that way, and then he told them, no, you can't come right now, and it made them sad. But he went on to tell them, we'll read about it just a little bit later. Well, in fact, let's read about it right now. In the 16th chapter, 16 and 6, he said, because I said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you. Expedient means better. It's advantageous. It's profitable for you. Now see, you'd have to take that by faith, wouldn't you? They're saying, it's better for us. You're going away. Boy, you got to walk by faith, don't you? He said, yeah. Because if I don't go away, then the Comforter will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. Oh, are you ready to be happy this morning? I'm telling you, you're going to get happy through this. If not, you'll be asleep and we'll jerk you and wake you up. I said, quit that. We may have to put a bit in your mouth till we get you rain trained. Jesus said, it's better for you. So many times people think, oh man, I wish I could have been back there with Peter and James and John and Thomas and Bartholomew and all them guys. Ooh, wouldn't it have been so cool to sit out there on the side of the hill and listen to Jesus? Jesus said, this is better. What we have now is better than that. Did he say it or not?
Yes.
Now, get these two words. Everybody say another.
Another.
Comforter.
Comforter.
That means they already had a comforter.
Yeah.
Huh? Who was their comforter?
Jesus
himself. Did he tell them for them not to sorrow like that? Tell them that it was actually going to be expedient. It's going to be advantageous, more profitable for you for me to go away? Why? I'm not going to leave you without a comforter. Yeah, you're losing me personally, but I'm sending you another comforter. And he's not just going to be with you. He's going to be inside of you. Woo, glory to God. Now these two words are very significant. Everybody say it again. Another.
Another.
Comforter.
Comforter.
Now comforter is from the Greek word paraclete or parakletos. A lot of you know this. But it literally means one called to one's side. And then it also means to aid or to help. The Amplified Bible, if you've had that and read that, you see that it brings out seven names, seven descriptive names, doing what it does, amplifying, expanding the meaning of this Greek word, paraclete. And it says, instead of saying comforter, it says comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. You can get that out of the Amplified Bible. Oh, if I had to pick one word, I would just say helper. Capital H. Amen. How many know that comfort is helping you? He is my comforter. Those of you that have had loved ones and people close to you go home to be with the Lord. Hey, can you testify that you don't have to sorrow like those who have no hope? Sure, you may have a cry and shed some tears, and that's normal and that's okay, but you don't just sit around and cry, oh my God, we've lost him forever. What are we going to do? We didn't lose him. Amen. You didn't lose that family member or that friend that went home to be with the Lord. They just relocated. Huh? You don't sorrow like you'll never see somebody again because they moved to Arkansas or Georgia, right? You can't see them. They're not across the street. But you know you will see them. You know they didn't cease to exist. Well, how many know that heaven is just as real as Arkansas?
Yeah.
But nicer.
Yeah.
Arkansas's nice. But heaven's much nicer than any place down here. Amen? So we didn't lose them. Thank God for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in comforting. I mean, he'll comfort you over your pet cat that died. He will. He'll comfort you when your hair don't look good. He'll comfort you if there's some bills to pay and you don't know where the money is coming from. He is the comforter. Well, that's help, isn't it? Divine help. He is the counselor. Is that help? You don't know what to do. And so many times people bless their hearts, first thing they do is they just want to ask everybody around them, what do you think I ought to do? And look to each other, will you tell me what to do? A lot of times people want to do that too, because if it don't work out, they can blame you. Not really. If you got messed up by following somebody's bad advice, it's your fault. You understand that? I don't care who it was. If it was me or whoever it was, gave you some advice and counsel and you followed it and you got messed up, it's your fault. Because you have the counselor on the inside of you, and if you look to him, he would help you directly.
Yeah.
Directly. Thank God for prophecy and tongues and interpretation and godly advice and counsel and good friendship. That's all great. But you are not to look to other people to lead you and tell you what to do about everything in life. You have an unction of the Holy One, on the inside. That's what makes our covenant better. That's why it's so much better than it was even with the disciples and Jesus. If Peter was talking to Jesus and you were John, you had to wait till Peter got through. Huh? Or if Jesus is in the meeting, or if he's sleeping, he was one man at one place at one time, and limited by flesh things and environment. The Holy Ghost is inside every one of us. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. You can lay in the bed and get counsel from him. You can drive down the road and get counsel. Same time I'm getting counsel from him somewhere else. It is better. It's expedient. It's profitable. It's more advantageous than even being with Jesus during his earthly walk. Do we believe that? Is that real to us? Then we don't look back and look back longingly and enviously on what they had. We have even better. We got the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Master inside us personally. That's why he said in that day, talking about this better covenant, they won't say to every man and to his brother, know the Lord. He said, they will all know me from the least to the greatest. Yeah. What a privilege. Amen. What an honor. What a great thing. Said out loud, I have the Holy Spirit inside me. I have the heavenly counselor, the divine guide, the holy teacher inside me every day and every night. He's our intercessor. He's our advocate. Excuse me, I'm preaching now. Strengthener. And stand by. I didn't tell you. He strengthens you. Is that help? See, all this is help. Stand by. See, that brings out the meaning of that word we talked about. Called to one side. Standing by. For what? To help you. The problem is so many people just keep him standing by. Indefinitely. And he doesn't help them. Do you know that there are many people that the Holy Ghost helps a lot more than he does others? It's just a fact. There's some people, the Holy Ghost is helping them from early to late, everything from helping them to cook breakfast and drive to work, dress theirself and make little decisions, big decisions. He's helping them constantly, while other people go for months at a time and he doesn't help them with any significance. So why is that? He's no respecter of persons. No, he's not. But some people have learned to look to him. Amen. And learn to lean on him and follow him while others are still doing it in their own strength.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Person of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R921. That's R921. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.